time.
In the interest of time, and we've kind of moved ahead quickly on our agenda.
Like I've been run over by a truck.
We're actually going to move forward to begging the indulgence of the board. We're going to move forward to action item number 9 at this point, which is discussion and possible action on Texas Parks and Wildlife proposed land transfer at Possum Kingdom by Matt Phillips.
Let me set the stage real quick. Everything in here relates to one thing, Jeff. Yeah. Parks and Wildlife relates to FERC. It's FERC relates to investment. Mm-hmm. Parks and Wildlife relates to SysOps because of their protest and because of them trying to get the in-stream flows connected. So all these actions, while they look like they may be separate, distinct, they're not.
Could you go to the next slide? Okay, if you all remember, during the last board meeting, we talked about Parks and Wildlife coming to us in regards to a possible getting access to or ownership of BRA land that's adjacent to the current state park for the purposes of expanding the state park and creating more recreational opportunities at the lake. And what we told you at that time is we were going to go back and get more information from Parks and Wildlife, get more specifics as to how a deal like that would work. And so we've done that. And what I'm going to go over with you today are some proposed deal points as to kind of how that process will take place for you to approve via resolution. And I'm going to go through a series of maps to talk about how this process will work. The basics of it is it will be kind of a land swap, so to speak. If you look right here, you can see the current state park in red, and then obviously the blue property is the property that they're interested in. It's approximately 350 acres. You can go to the next slide, Jennifer. This is pretty much the same map. It just gives you an idea of where on the lake it is. It's just a zoom out. Go to the next slide. Again, this is kind of the overall transfer property. This is the property that they are interested in obtaining title to for the expansion of the state park. And what we found in looking at the overall property is there is some property that Parks and Wildlife has title to that BRA would like to have title to in somewhat of a swap. So if you go to the next slide, we're going to talk about that property. That's actually the FERC property. Go to the next slide. Go to the next slide. Okay, go to the next slide. Is that it? Back up. For some reason, my slides didn't end up in there. I can actually talk it. Go back. Back one more. Back one more. Back one more. Okay. What we found in looking at the property records as we began to look more at this transfer is that Parks and Wildlife actually owns about 250 acres of property that's underneath the lake, inundated by water. And I'll point out where that is. It's right here. Water. BRA would actually like to get title to that property as part of a proposed land transfer. Additionally, and I talked to y'all about this during the last meeting, Parks and Wildlife currently, we have a pipeline, the West Central Brazos Pipeline, that runs through the bottom corner of the state park. We currently pay a fee to use that or to access that pipeline and be able to maintain it there. As part of this swap, we would like to gain ownership of that property or the possibility of a perpetual free easement so that we're no longer paying money to Parks and Wildlife for that easement. So that's a consideration that they're willing to look at for that. And I'll point out where that is. Sorry about the maps. That's right down here on the top corner of the parkland. Now, another major factor in this proposed land transfer is some of the property that, and Phil mentioned this earlier, that we would like to, or that we would transfer as part of this deal, we would also be including in our application to FERC that is part of the divestiture process to remove the 25 to 50 foot buffer in front of the residential leases and replace it with other land. Part of the other land we're looking to replace it with is part of this land we're looking to transfer. About 300 acres of the overall 350 is some of the property we're looking to add to FERC to replace or mitigate the property we would remove by removing the buffer. And go to the next slide. Next one. Okay. This shows the approximately 300 acres that we're looking to add to FERC as part of that application. So overall, the land transfer would involve 350 acres being transferred to Parks and Wildlife, but only 300 of that is part of our FERC application to include in FERC for mitigation of the buffer. And the reason for that is, the reason it's not the entire 350, if you go to the next slide, 50 of it's already in FERC, approximately. So that's why you wouldn't be adding that to FERC, because it's already in there. So overall, again, what this proposed transfer involves is a land swap between us and Parks and Wildlife. We would get title to the inundated property and either title to or perpetual free easement for the pipeline property.
The timing with the FERC application.
Sure. And they would get title to approximately 350 acres. The timing with this, and the reason that they're bringing these deal points to you today, is because the transfer of land to Parks and Wildlife is part of our FERC application, we needed to make sure that the board was comfortable with moving forward with the land transfer before we filed it as part of our FERC application. So that's the reason those two are very interconnected. So if you go to the next slide.
Matt?
Sure.
I'm lost. Why is the land underwater important to us?
Because generally for liability purposes, it would help us to own that property. Is that correct? We generally own the property in fee underneath our reservoirs as a general practice. And
I think the answer is that we own everything except the riverbed and this stuff right here, right now.
We should own this as part of operation of the reservoir.
That's where I was trying to get at.
And the reason it ended up that we don't own it, and Mike Iltis did a lot of research on this. This property changed hands so many times, and I talked about that during the last board meeting. There were swaps between the BRA, or the old BRCRD, and Parks and Wildlife a long time ago, where this land changed hands a couple times. Some of the land didn't make it back to BRA, and this would be part of that property. So it'd be kind of fixing that issue.
I have a question,
sure.
Matt. Will FERC accept this mountain? Because it's kind of a mountain.
As far as the 350 acres?
300 acres that's going to be additional FERC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty high property.
Sure, and the answer is we hope so. This isn't the only property, though, that we're looking to mitigate with. This is just a portion of it. Additionally, we're going to mitigate with the trails that we have, which is about 600 acres total if you look at all that property. So we're looking to remove, and this is the FERC application itself, we're looking to remove approximately 300 acres of shoreline in the 25 to 50 foot buffer and replace that 3-to-1 with around 900 acres total. So if that's not enough, we've got the other property for them to hopefully be okay.
Public use is the key, is the operative word.
Yes, ma'am.
Maya, will you explain, I think I know, but I would like you to verbalize why FERC has all this land around the edge of the lake and how you could trade one big plot for miles and miles and miles of narrow setbacks.
I may need some help from that one or on that one from Mike, but my understanding for the reason that FERC controls a lot of that property, or at least in the past, was for the purpose of public access and public recreation. That was
for raising the water level.
Not to my knowledge. Is that correct, Mike? Am I correct there? My understanding is the reason for the ownership or the FERC restrictions on that property are for public access and public recreation. The reason that, and part of what we will highlight in our FERC application, is that 25 to 50 foot, obviously, because of its nature, is not feasible for public access, public recreation. It's being leased for residential purposes. The land that we can add to FERC can be used for public access, public recreation. The 300 acres plus the 600 acres is a lot better in terms of public recreation than that buffer strip. That's the logic behind our FERC application.
Okay. Thank you.
I know I ought to know this, but how did FERC end up with the land to begin with?
As part of the licensing process for
hydro.
Federal Power Act.
So it was okay.
In order to produce hydro. That was part of it. It goes along with the licensing. FERC gets an amount of control over the project property.
And it doesn't. It can be any property then that's part of that then.
That's.
In other words, if what I'm hearing you say, if we they will accept the swap, they don't particularly care where the land is as long as they have access to the land.
I don't know that I can necessarily say that. A lot of times they would generally rather have shoreline property. I mean so that the application we're making would be asking them to somewhat diverge from what they generally do, but we're hoping they look upon it positively.
Let me characterize it another way. And Mike, you may have to help me here too. I don't know what I can't look in the eye and say this is the exact number.
Never know till you try.
Say again?
Never know till you try.
No. I'm trying to characterize it to where friends won't use it or try to use it against you. I'm trying to make you understand the logic. In most FERC areas, the setback is between 100 and 250 feet. Okay. When they came to the BRNA, and oh, by the way, the BRNA was not supposed to do this to lease these lands, but they went ahead and they made the decision some 60-odd years ago to do it anyway. And then they did a 1980 study, and they found that there was very many places that had been built inside the 50, the 25, or wherever. And so this was an attempt, I think, by two bureaucracies to make the best of where they found themselves. Is that close? I don't say close.
And
that was basically it. We have a larger area. Project area, we went in and we said we wanted to pull the leases out. They said, well, we'll let you pull the leases out, but you're going to reestablish a buffer zone around those leases that we are going to be able to use for, like Matt said, public access and recreation as well as environmental protection to the water.
And we can't with any degree of certainty tell you exactly how FERC is going to look on our application. We're hoping by mitigating on the level of 3-1 in terms of land swap that helps our process, but again, we can't say. I mean, mitigation from the federal government can sometimes be 2-1, 3-1. With the courts is sometimes as high as 5-1. I mean, so we don't know exactly how they're going to look on our application.
Have we run it up the flagpole with their people just to kind of get an idea?
We've talked about it in concept, but the reason that we haven't, again, filed the formal application is we needed the board to be okay with the aspect of transferring the property to Parks and Wildlife, since that's a major part of the application.
And their standard mode of operation is, unless you come to us with an absolute, we're not interested in talking about theology.
Unless you apply, we're not really going to talk in concept.
Matt, are there any leases currently located around the subject property?
No. No, this property does not have any residential leases. Now,
where the leases are in the road that we're going to get to.
That map didn't make it on here.
I know. But
yeah.
The leases are right. Any leases are right here. Okay, I saw that from 600 feet in the air. Couldn't see.
Let me explain this map real quick since it looks a little different. Because Parks and Wildlife is also interested in this property as well. But what we have told them is that we would like to discuss this idea, see kind of where that goes before we start talking about it. We're doubling that in any way, shape, or form. So they are still going to continue to be interested in this additional 350 acres of property. But again, it's not part of what we're talking about.
And again, folks, these are negotiations with somebody that we have to get y'all's head nod on before we can go. And then you have to make it public, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then somebody's going to say, well, there's something up there that makes me mad, and so then you got to go through the litigation to you know, make everybody happy.
One question, and it may be a dumb question, but the General Land Office doesn't own that. The Parks and Wildlife actually own it. They have title to it. It's not, you know, it's all Texas property, I guess, one way or another. This is Texas Parks and Wildlife we're talking about?
I believe that the GLO would be involved in this overall process. They would have to be involved because
I think they actually own it. And
I believe that is the case. I don't know, Mike.
To my knowledge, GLO, this is strictly a Grand Server Authority, Texas through that the actual mechanics of that transaction, GLO would get involved, I can't speak.
I would think that they would, and the only reason I say that is because our current easement on the for the pipeline that we pay for is actually an easement with the General Land Office. So there's likely to be some involvement with the overall process.
Well, I mean, they'd actually take title to it then, if that's.
But again, there are no residential leases on this property. Now, Mike, I think there is some sort of lease that we saw, a bow hunting lease of some sort, something like that.
Correct. There is a grazing lease.
Grazing and lease and a bow hunting lease.
Basically, a bow hunting lease on the southern part of that property that is fairly well open ended in terms of what we can do and in terms of what we can do to terminate those leases. So that does not appear to be a stumbling block.
If the swap was made, the leases would terminate. Yeah, correct. I mean, it would be left. Part of the state park.
I suspect that probably would be the case.
What we will probably do, and as we move forward with Parks and Wildlife, is we already have discussed those leases. We will continue to make them part of the discussion, and that would be obviously a decision that Parks and Wildlife would want to be involved in making, since they would be taking title of the property in terms of what would happen to those leases. Because as far as a grazing lease, they may not have a problem with it continuing, depending on what they're going to do with the property. So we'll have to continue that discussion.
We would keep the minerals under this track or not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My understanding that would be part of the, and obviously because this property would be added to FERC, they would have to comply with all FERC regulations and all that. So all that would be part of the overall.
And we may not have the mineral.
And we may or may not have any mineral rights on that property. We'd have to check. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Just one very simple question. Northern 355 acres, we're getting something for that, the underwater ground and the perpetual easement.
Yes, sir.
Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that we figure out what we want
for the other
355, so we have a negotiating.
Yes, sir. And that's again, that's part of the reason that we chose to exclude that property from this. From consideration under this particular process, because it was too much at the time, and it's not something we're ready to discuss. So I can go through the deal points if you want to go to the resolution. I'll read through them first before I read the resolution, just to give you an idea. And I'll just start with the points. I won't read all the whereases. Subject to FERC approval, Parks and Wildlife will be granted title to 350 acres of Brazos River Authority property adjacent to Possum Kingdom State Park for expanding the state park. Brazos River Authority be granted title to any inundated land under Possum Kingdom Lake currently owned by Parks and Wildlife. Okay. Will also be granted title or perpetual easement to the pipeline land. We'll make application to FERC to transfer the 300 acres, and Parks and Wildlife will support that application. Next slide. We'll also, in that same application, request permission to be able to transfer that property to Parks and Wildlife, because that'll have to be part of the application. If not, given the ability to transfer, we'll look at a long-term leasing option to them, like a long-term lease option between us and Parks and Wildlife, to give them access to that property. They'll support our FERC application, already said that. Their ownership of the 350 acres will be subject to FERC regs for public use. Next slide. That's the long-term lease option. And then this is in regards to the additional 355. They wanted us to at least be open to continuing to explore future land transfer options. And so we're willing to keep that in the general deal points. And again, these are conceptual deal points for our discussions moving forward. Parks and Wildlife has already taken these points to their board and had them approved. So their board has already discussed it and is in approval of it.
Last Wednesday night, I was in Austin to review a documentary that's going to be shown on PBS on the 12th of February. This is the third one of those documentaries that the first two, Walter Cronkite was a narrator, and they were very well done.
Oh, no,
this one has to do primarily with in-stream flow. We got a 20-minute view of an hour presentation. At that meeting, I was able to meet the new ED, Carter Smith. He told me that they just had a board meeting that they were happy with the corporation, that the newly found corporation that's happening between the BRA and Parks and Wildlife. Again, I think they'll be beneficial for us in trying to work the divestiture thing to the best interest of everyone. It'll also be for the SysOps and also for the people of Texas in getting a bigger recreation area.
Are there any oil and gas leases on this property?
I'm not aware of any, Mike.
What are the big, on the photograph that we have on our screens, you know, there's some big wide areas of, I don't know what they are.
The pad site.
Are they pad sites or what are those?
I believe there's at least one pad site up there, I believe.
Operating or old or? Is there anything on it?
It's operating, but I'm not 100% sure.
But we don't have the minerals on it?
Again, those are things we're going to have to look at as we get deeper into the actual, you know, looking at the property itself. But I obviously, any transfer is going to require a survey, and all those things will happen as we get farther into the deal. And again, the board's going to have to declare the property surplus too. So those are all points that we'll bring as we develop some sort of MOU or some sort of contractor understanding with Parks and Wildlife.
I guess that was my point about the General Land Office. They're pretty, you know, I don't want to say greedy, but they're I think I just said it.
I think Phil can attest to this based on talking to their general manager. Their desire to get access to this property, I don't think they're going to hang up on things like mineral rights regardless of the General Land Office's position on that, because they would just like to expand the state park. I can read the resolution.
Let's say any other questions for Matt? If you would please read the resolution.
Okay, and it's not a typo. I'm going to say 350 acres and 300 acres. That's on purpose. So, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the following deal points for staff negotiations with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department regarding the transfer of property at Possum Kingdom Lake. Subject to Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approval, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department will be granted title to approximately 350 acres of Brazos River Authority property located adjacent to Possum Kingdom State Park for the purpose of expanding the state park. The Brazos River Authority will be granted title to any inundated land under Possum Kingdom Lake currently held by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The Brazos River Authority will also be granted title to or a perpetual easement at no cost for land under the West Central Brazos Pipeline located in the current Possum Kingdom State Park. The Brazos River Authority will make application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to include in the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission project area approximately 300 acres of the Brazos River Authority property to be transferred to Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. In that same application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the Brazos River Authority will request the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval to transfer title of approximately 350 acres of property located adjacent to the state park to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department will support the Brazos River Authority in its request to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's ownership of the approximately 350 acres of property located adjacent to Possum Kingdom State Park will be subject to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's regulations for public recreation areas. If the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission does not approve the fee simple transfer of approximately 350 acres to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, then the Brazos River Authority will seek approval to enter into a long-term lease for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's use of the property. The Brazos River Authority will continue to explore additional land transfers to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the purposes of enhancing public recreational opportunities in the Possum Kingdom area.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Moore, seconded by Sloan. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCloude?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Vaughn?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Graba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Matt.